at the Agri-Marketing Conference in Kansas City. I'm visiting with Gary Vorpel with Hordes Dairymen. And Gary, I'd like to talk to you about a recent acquisition here of Hay & Forage Grower, I believe. Tell me a little bit about this deal.
Yes, right after the first of the year, we acquired Hay & Forage Grower magazine, and it's a magazine, as its title indicates. The market place for it is the entire U.S., though there's a lot of variations in the way hay and forage are made from the upper Midwest and Northeast versus the Western states, with the majority of hay that's grown in the Western states being irrigated. And also the difference in what the product, end product, is used for. Obviously, dairy is a big part of alfalfa and forage, but so is the beef market. And those are two of the markets that we're serving with that title.
Mm-hmm. So how is this, I don't know if integration is the right word, but how is that going, and what does that mean to Hordes Dairymen?
Well, we've always had the dairy segment well covered. I mean, feeding cattle is one of the most important things you do on a day-to-day basis. Both of these titles will be specifically geared for the species that they feed and harvest hay. It's really interesting for us. It's kind of a 360. Our founder, W.D. Horde, who started Hordes Dairymen magazine in the late 1800s, 1899, bought a farm and seeded it down to alfalfa because there was discussions about alfalfa not being hardy enough to live through a Wisconsin winter. So in typical form, as some of the old entrepreneurs did, well, I'll show you. So he was having a disagreement with the University of Wisconsin at the time, seeded down his farm to alfalfa and proved that it could live through a Wisconsin winter, and that's how alfalfa became the major staple for the dairy industry. And here we are now, more than 100 years later, circling around and having a hay and forage magazine. It's pretty interesting.
It is. So with that being announced here this year, where do things stand in terms of, do you have that kind of all put together, running the way that you want? Has it been a smooth process?
Well, we're really getting into the deep water now. As of next week, our new managing editor, Mike Rankin, joins us. And as I've mentioned to some people, the analogy is we've been standing on the end of the diving board, and as of Monday, we jump in. And we will have print issues available in August and September, just before World Dairy Expo. But we hope to have the online e-newsletter and that up much sooner, and hopefully within maybe the next 30 to 45 days.
Wonderful. For the folks in this agri-marketing sector, anything else about this acquisition that they'd be interested in knowing? Are you going to be, co-marketing them, for example?
Well, we'll do multifaceted marketing approaches, everything from webinars to the e-newsletters. The print issue will be have a frequency of 6 times a year. I think that's going to serve the market quite well.
All righty. Well, it's great to see you here, and best as always to Hordes. I know we'll be at World Dairy Expo, and we'll probably find you there. I'm just guessing.
We always appreciate your coverage of the expo.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Gary. Once again, we're here at the Agri-Marketing Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.